USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has passed a nearly $500 billion coronavirus stimulus bill, which would replenish a small business payroll fund. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's an additional $25 billion for state-led COVID-19 testing plans and for research, development, and other testing support from key federal agencies.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Much better to talk with us than steamroll us. And because we had input into the bill, it's a much better bill.
President Trump broke down some of the details of the bill.
We reached a deal that includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid, and $25 billion to support coronavirus testing efforts.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Some more good news showing on the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
For the first time since early April, the coronavirus death toll in New York has dipped below 500. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said another 478 people had died, a number that had not been that low since April 2nd. Meanwhile, on the other coast, the first findings from Los Angeles County's coronavirus antibody tests are out, and they estimate hundreds of thousands may have caught the virus and not previously realized it.
And some bad news about a malaria drug that was pushed by President Trump for treating the new coronavirus. A large study involving nearly 400 patients at veterans' hospitals across the U.S. showed no benefit and twice as many deaths occurring in the patients who were getting hydroxychloroquine than those who were receiving standard care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Some states that are meeting the federal guidelines are getting ready to reopen for business after being closed for more than a month. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida task force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks. Everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX plans to launch its seventh Starlink satellite cluster from Florida on Wednesday amid restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. The launch will add 60 more Starlink satellites to SpaceX's constellation, boosting the number to 422, the largest known satellite network. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.